This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back, and I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, and we're talking about our topic, being your own best friend. We've got Dr. Erin in the studio with us, who's been giving us some really good practical points on how we can begin that process, really, of healing. Natalie, I just want to put it to you, what happens if we don't have a friend? I mean, some women out there just don't have a friend right now, and they can't exactly go out and hire one. Just briefly, give us some starting points on some ideas that you have about being your best friend.
Sure. Well, finding a friend is difficult. You know, finding someone that's really true to you. So the way I see it is that the only way to have a friend is to be one. So the first place to start is with yourself.
You can teach
yourself or get used to the fact that you can share this kind of love and just have good practice, you know, being true to your own personality.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, that is good. I guess we learn how to be a friend by being a friend to ourselves, right? It's like, well, I don't have a friend, so what do I want from a friend? Well, I'd like her to be kind to me. Well, there's a good beginning. I'd like her to support me when I need it. And, of course, then, you know, that whole bathroom thing comes in and just becomes a part of it. Dr. Haidt, in conclusion, what could you just tell us would be some good starting points for those of us who are, this is really a new subject to us right now?
One of the things I think is to start with that thought that when you misstep, it's simply just that. It's a misstep. And the feelings we have as a result are natural and necessary, really, for our development. And so instead of being afraid of feeling anxious or uncomfortable when we try something that doesn't work out very well, just say, that's part of the process. It's not something that I should continue to avoid, because only in avoiding things do we not grow. Growing inevitably requires that we experience some disappointment, some pain, and we're going to have some setbacks. And I think a second thing is to take time to really think about what is most important to you, what's valuable to you, and to put those things down on a paper, in a journal. I know a number of people have that I've spoken with have begun journaling, and it's the people who journal that seem to me to be the ones that are most in tune with this process of developing into their own being their own best friend. They're really aware of themselves, and they can reflect too on what's the impact they're having on others, so that they are being a good friend to others, not just simply to themselves.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you will learn how to, you know, be a good friend to yourself by learning those techniques, and writing them down gives you a visual. You can go back and read it, because, you know, when an incident happens, you tend to forget, you know, what you thought about in those moments, and it's an actually good way to go back and reiterate to yourself again the lessons that you needed to learn. I just want to tell all our listeners that at about 3:45, 3:50 today, we're going to be on our chat at www.unlockingsecrets.com. Dr. Erin Haidt will be there, as well as our guests today, Lynn and Ginny and Natalie. And we're going to have a format where we can chat back and forth and talk about some of the subjects that we talked about today, and which I think is just a marvelous opportunity for us. But we'll be there for about 40 to 45 minutes, starting at between about 3:45 and 4 o'clock. Just give us a chance to fire up our computers and get on there. And I wanted to just thank my very dear friend, Leilani Kopp. She's the owner and cosmetic designer of Sweet Leilani Makeup. That's www.sweetleilani.com. She made us look so hot here today. Our makeup looks so awesome. Even you, Dr. Erin, look good today. Oh, sorry, Dr. Erin. Actually, we know you don't wear makeup. That's just natural beauty. I just want to tell you a little bit that Leilani's products are available in PharmaSave and in Save on Foods, and 15% of her Cosmetic Paradise Foundation goes to the Vancouver Burn Unit, and we're all for supporting women that can, you know, provide things for others, and Leilani's got a huge, big heart, and so just look for her again at www.sweetleilani.com, or go on our link at www.unlockingsecrets.com, and you can link up on our sponsors page. to walk through. And next week, we're going to have Dr. Aaron again in the studio. And we've got a couple of, it's been great having you, Dr. Aaron. I'm so glad you're on board with us, that you're going to be around to help us out. There's a link on our sponsor page on the Actually Ask the Experts segment of our website that enables those of you who are interested to connect up with Dr. Aaron if you need something. And we're going to be having a link on our website for the BC Psychological Association link. If you're looking for therapists, if you're looking for help, that you can get those links on our website. We also just want to note that we have adopted Monarch Place Transition House as our favorite charity. We're going to be doing different things in the future to do fundraising for that very dear to me subject of domestic abuse. We'd like to stomp out domestic abuse forever and enable women to find the strength that they need and empower themselves to put themselves in a healthy place. So that's sort of our little way of contributing to that. Next week we're going to talk, we've got an exciting subject, which is dear to surviving the single parent divorce earthquake. I just want to thank you. You've been through a divorce, understands the incredible shaking that goes on with the parents, the mom or the dad, or well, really both people and the whole family altogether. It's as if you're standing on, you know, trying to hang on to the furniture, your life, your feelings, your security, all of it together at once. And it's a really tough process to walk through. And next week we're going to have Dr. Aaron again in the studio, and we've got a couple of great guests who are going to come in as single moms who are going to come and tell us some really cool creative ways to support each other financially and practically, because you know it's all about go for coffee to his house, but you know I can't afford groceries and I can't pay the bills and I don't have daycare. And so we've got a couple of moms who are going to come in and talk about some fabulous ideas on how to help you know undergird each other financially. I've been fortunate enough to have a relative of mine that we've shared housing with, and it's been awesome. Our kids have never been without a parent in the house, and we've been, you know, when I didn't have grocery money, she did, and it was a fantastic arrangement. And not everyone can do that, but we certainly would like to be able to introduce some ideas. So we're encouraging you to get on our website, www.unlockingsecrets.com. You can find out about me, you can find out about the guests in the show, you can find out the great sponsors that we have, and that you can join us next Sunday for a fantastic discussion on surviving the single parent divorce earthquake. I just want to thank you for listening to us today here on 1410 CFUN. It's been great being with you. Thank you, Lynn, for your contribution.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you, Ginny, for being here with us.
Thank you.
Natalie, it was great. The 20th generation.
Thank you.
And of course, Dr. Aaron, our favorite Dr. Aaron. Who cares about Dr. Phil? We've got Dr. Aaron right here in Vancouver. That's a fantastic option for going to be a busy man. Thanks so much for listening to us here on 1410 CFUN. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women, and I'm your host, Candace Newton. Good afternoon.